This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Moni, and with me today is my lovely, glorious, amazing, over D&D'd, with a wonderful yellow sweatshirt, and in general, just amazing human being, co-host, Amanda! Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Moni. Fun fact is that I actually think it was my turn because I didn't get to I haven't had to compliment you for a while. Like, I haven't gotten the privilege of giving you all of those compliments. No.
We but just I edited haven't recorded so, like, in I haven't. A while. That's the thing.
Who knows? Who knows? Hi, how are you? I like your nails.
Thank you. I like
your
nails too, shockingly.
I don't often see you with nail polish.
I know, it's very rare. But I did all this self-care shit and I also got the manicure and that's fuck it.
Beautiful. I'm so pleased for you and your self-care manicure day.
No, I spent 2 hours at the hairdresser's. She cut my hair really weird again because now we have the same issue that when it's not in the right spot, it's way long on one side than on the other. So that's not ideal.
No.
But I was there for 2 hours and after that I was really shattered, even though the best thing in the world still to this day ahead. I was just, legit. It was just the best thing ever that. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
All I have to say.
That's all you got.
Ties
well,
your
I'm
house.
Glad you had a nice time getting
well, thank
pampered.
You. Also, I thought my nephew would make pictures and happening. So
pictures for what?
just need pics. Pictures, more professional pictures, because my Facebook profile picture is more than 5 years old now, and I don't have pictures that I like, and I need to post more on social media, so I need pictures. And my nephew has a great camera, and I felt like before I pay someone, I can also pay him, maybe not feel really awkward. It will still feel really awkward when I'm. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No,
totally.
Yeah.
But it's not happening.
2 weeks.
Oh.
It's not happening in 2 weeks.
Well, at least your hair will get a chance to settle into the new haircut.
It probably will go to a point where
bullshit.
I will just start cutting shit off myself, I guess. But whatever. Yeah.
You will be beautiful when it's time for your photo shoot.
How are you doing? What have you been up to aside?
You told everyone that I D&D'd.
Tell them.
I D&D'd a lot. In person. We had an in-person, like, well, 3 people in person, 1 person on the other side of the computer. But it was close enough, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. And I got to play all sorts of board games over
Nice.
In person with friends and board games. It was very good.
In person. I just can't. When I was driving to Graz today, I was like, the day I will meet more people, I think my heart will legit explode. Mm-hmm. I think I will not be able to properly handle all of that.
It was good. But it was so good. 10 out of 10 would recommend with friends you can.
Yeah.
We were very safe. We like all took COVID tests the day of to make sure that have COVID. Even one of our friends who was there from like the Friday and then on the Saturday, he took another one and we were all laughing like because we were there in the same house. We were like, what if he tested positive? Like you live 3.5 hours away. Like would we all just need to bunker down in this house for the next week? We were like, almost kind of hoping that you do have COVID. It's like,
yeah.
Obviously, he did not have COVID, but we were very safe. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, I saw that a scientist from South Korea was saying that if you haven't had COVID yet, you don't have any friends. And I was like,
I saw that.
This is just not true.
I have loads of friends and I met them all. If you haven't had COVID, mm-hmm. Well...
Hot take.
Whatever. Hot take. It's a hot take from social who don't meet people online. I do have friends. They're all in different countries, though, says Marty.
I mean, that's a mood.
Yeah. Hey, that's one of the biggest moods. Oh, Sunny, you're not forever alone.
Your friends are also just online and in different countries.
Exactly.
And you see your sister. in person and have epic weekends. So that counts.
Of course it counts. Yeah. We're not having any friends. Some friends just had, like, I don't know, families and stuff, and you just start to see them less because they have families and shit. Still have friends.
Exactly.
And sometimes life is just really exhausting, so there's not a lot of time for it. But go meet your friends. It's a great time, I think. I've met in a while.
It was nice
this
to have
year,
a weekend with
I'm
friends.
Optimistic. Yeah.
Yay! 2022 is the year of hopefully being friends. And
I mean, if I only get the TwitchCon weekend, I will already be like that. That would do me for like the next year or so, or like half a year or something. I can make it through this year if I get that one weekend. Anyway,
What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking credits to Mr. Milhouse. He brought up the topic. Today we are talking about games that make you rage and cry. But
and
from anger.
Is it still fun when playing a game that makes you rage cry? I think that, like,
exactly.
That's the really important question. Is
and
it still
why
fun?
Why are you doing this to yourself? You know, why are you doing this to yourself if it makes you suffer, kind of? Sad cry is a whole other story.
That is a totally different type of game than the rage cry, the sad cry. We will not be talking about the sad cry.
Yeah. It did indeed come from the new Elden Ring hype that is going around like a bushfire. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Where that everybody plays and everybody's struggling and failing shit ton of times and still people are super fucking into it.
It's true.
I mean, I'm not on that train. You are.
I am on that train and I knew it was going to be hard. And I'm like 60 something hours into the game and I'm like, yeah, this is, I think it's getting harder. I'm pretty sure this is getting harder.
Well, it's getting harder. Shouldn't it be like easier with the higher levels you get and stuff?
See, this is what I thought. Like, I thought that as you got a little bit better at the game and stuff, maybe it would get a little bit not hard. Well, like, still hard, but like maybe a little bit less difficult, or I don't know. But I'm pretty sure, like, 100% hard. I have something I can't do over here, something I can't do over here, something that kills me in one shot over here, something that I don't even want to look at over here. And I'm like, cool, what do I do? I don't know, but it's the only game I want to play right now, even though I can't do anything in it.
It's still the only thing you want to play, like you're not getting demotivated from it either.
No, not so much. I think it killed my last computer.
I mean, Elden Ring can't physically crawl out and break your vent off, fan off.
Well, I mean, I asked
maybe
Tom,
it did.
I was like, was me playing Elden Ring a contributing factor to the fact that my fan stopped working? And he said,
he just wants to make you feel.
No, he's kind of a jerk like that, isn't he? But happy to report that new computer can run Elden Ring. Yay. And
nice.
The fans don't sound like bees. Great.
Way better.
And unfortunately, because of my super fantastic busy weekend with friends, I've only played it for like an hour, but it was good. And I'm currently at a place that has something even more terrifying than spiders.
What?
So,
what is more terrifying than spiders?
Okay, so, like, you know how a spider is creepy and it moves and it's got, like, all the limbs?
Yeah.
And it, like, crawls up to you and, like, when they're big, they're even creepier?
We don't need to elaborate on how creepy spiders are.
You know what would make it creepier? Make them hands.
What?
Make
them
severed
hands? It's like a spider with hands?
Hand. No, it's a severed hand that crawls around like a spider and is all, like, moving like a spider, but it's a severed hand.
So it's like the ice cold hand from the Addams Family.
Except they're bloody, dripping blood, and two of them like this. I actually had a little bit of a heart attack and I peed. It was awful. And I'm like messaging my friend. I was like, you told me to go here. You did not warn me about the creepy hands.
Why the fuck are you doing? But then tell me why you keep, what is it for you that makes you keep playing the game, even though you're like, actually, everything, I die everywhere. Death is me, I'm death. And still want to go back to
it. It's pretty, number one. It is like the prettiest game I think I have played in a very long time, if not ever. Like, it gives me total Skyrim vibes, which is my favorite game of all time. With that prettiness, that open world concept, like, you can literally go anywhere. Except it doesn't. Skyrim is a lot less. I die every 2 seconds. So like there is that little balance there. But there, I think for me, there's a sense of accomplishment when I finally get past the part that I have been stuck at for hours and hours and days. You know, I'm not actually even joking a little bit when I say I've been stuck on places in Elden Ring for days, literally. But finally getting past that and beating it, and it just feels really good. It's like, oh shit, that was awesome. Look what I did. And like, okay, pro gamers and people who are very good at Souls games maybe don't, I don't know, maybe they, I can't speak for you. If you are a Souls player in chat right now, if you're listening to this podcast, like, let me know. Do you get that sense of accomplishment too? Because I 100% do. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Look at me. Go me. I'm so fucking awesome. Nobody can touch this shit. Brushing off my shoulders and then like go two more feet and start getting my ass kicked all over again. I don't know. Am I a masochist? Maybe. But it's a lot of fun.
I can definitely tell you that Ed had two. I watched stuck at one boss, one it. So I feel like even Souls players, like that bit of finally figuring it out is the thing that's driving, the driving force. Rick says, Elden Ring helping everyone realize that deep down we're all to. For me, it's really interesting though, because I feel like there is this really, I mean, in general, I do 100% feeling that problem solving win feeling, right? Because I mean, I do this for work a lot of the times that I have to find a problem fix. And sometimes it's hard to figure it out, but you feel like have like these 2 seconds where you feel like the smartest person and the best person on the planet because you just figured something out. And this is just. Like, it's like, that's way better than X, I suppose. I don't know. How the fuck would I know? I wanted to say sex, but that's maybe not for all the people. But it's, sometimes it's better than food. So you can see that my relation to that moment, I just really enjoy having that fuck yes moment, even though it's like only 2 seconds. So I totally get that. And to a degree, I get the suffering part as well to a degree, but for me, I don't think I would be able to play Elden Ring after having seen a lot of people play it, because for me the moment, it is very specific, it needs to be a very specific setting for me to work still with a video game, because obviously I played Celeste for 22 fucking hours until I finished the game, and people could say that's equally like has a similar drive to it, right? Because it's also like you die really, really, I mean, if you're a really bad gamer like I am, you die just really fucking often, right? And I died very often, but the difference, and then you would say, well, that's kind of the same to Elden Ring, but to me it's really not, because Celeste has this in really small bits that you have like this one part of it where you have to get through it, and then you've done with it, and you don't have to do it again, then you get to the next bit, and then you're like, oh, I've done it again, and so you have this, some levels are like, some parts of a level are like easier, and some are really tricky, so you have this, it's like a moving thing, and it is very short-paced, right, in a way of, in the sense of, oh, I die, and then I do it again, I die, and do it again, I die, and do it again, I die, and do it again, but it's not like with Elden Ring, where I have to work up for a very long time to get that boss down, to get the health down, to grind your way through the health of the, through the health bar of the boss, only to then potentially fail in the end and have to do it all fucking again, and I feel that's really the thing where I feel like that punishes me. And that it would feel like such a fucking punishment for me to not make me want to play it anymore. Which is interesting to watch all of you people be like, oh, I feel like it's because I almost don't play anything strategically. Like, I can't figure out strategies for shit. Or even if I figure strategies out, I kind of can't implement them sometimes. Like, my brain knows what I need to do, but I can't physically do it in the game. So that's also often, I'm like, okay, a lot of people really thrive from, oh, when I do time, and then like one, like left, right punch or something, like with this prop, and I just don't have that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't necessarily get it quite like that, like, because I think I do much more button mashing and very little strategy. However, there is definitely, there is an element of strategy, but I think most of the time when I actually beat something, it's sheer luck and I'm like, oh, I can't believe that worked. And I don't know what keeps me coming back to this game because, like, I mean, you all know, but for anybody that doesn't know, listeners, I don't know, new people, I prefer, like, narrative-driven games, like, games that have a story, something that I can really sink my teeth into and, like, get lost in the lore and, like, figuring out quests and, like, super defined quest markers. And Elden Ring does not have that shit, right? And I still keep going back for more. I don't know what it is. And I love it. I'm like, put this right into my veins, right? Like, tap me into this shit because I'm addicted and I don't, am I addicted to dying? Am I addicted to hardness? Am I addicted to how pretty it is? Like, what is it about this game? And I can't explain it because I don't know. It's just, I can't stop.
It's really interesting though, because you're also a really impatient fuck. Oh, yeah. So you're like, it feels a bit unusual for you to take days for something and not be able to get past it because you can't, I feel, well, maybe you don't have that way you want to go and continue with the story as fast as you can, because otherwise you would like sit in narrative games for ages and like they'll dive into those. But I feel like also it's like it really takes a lot out of your patience, I feel, to be able to like do it all over again and not being able to, and interest.
Mm-hmm. And I 100% see that part of myself with my impatientness and being unable to like proceed past a certain point, because literally like every single corner of Elden Ring right now, there's a boss or some kind of dungeon or labyrinth or something that I can't get past. And I'm just like, I just want a quick and easy win. Like, that's all I want. Like, come on, give me some kind of boost here because I got nothing. It's just hard and hard and hard and hard and hard. So like, I'm asking my friend, like, I'm not even asking. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I am so stuck and I feel like I'm not complaining. Like, I mean, I'm kind of complaining, but it's mostly like a joyous complaining, like, why am I in this situation? And so, like, he does give me some tips and, like, sends me here. And then I find creepy hands that walk like spiders and kill me really quickly. And I'm like, this doesn't help. Like, you've just put me in another spot. Like, now instead of four places I can't go, it's now five. Like, was this better? I don't know. I don't know. But yes, like what Thomas said here in chat, that there's also the bonding with friends. And that is a true thing because like sending memes, sending news articles, talking like this, one of the Discords that we're in when it first came out was blowing up with just everybody talking about Elden Ring. And there is that sense of camaraderie. And I have it with friends, like I'm on Facebook Messenger, like I'm messaging them all the time being like, oh, have you done this yet? And because I'm not a veteran Souls player, I make names up for places with just like vague descriptions. And like Josh has to literally decipher what I'm trying to tell him. And he's like, sometimes it takes him a little while, but he's getting very good at these Amanda-isms and trying to figure it out. And like it's this like murder wheels and, you know, going to hell. And I've been to hell and he hasn't. And I'm just like, what do you mean you haven't even been to hell yet? Like what's going on? And so there is definitely that sense of camaraderie and friendship and just meme-ness that comes with a game like this as well, because you're comparing battle tactics and strategy and people talk about it. There is a lot of hype and it hasn't gone away. I mean, this game's been out for over a month, right? Like well over a month. I don't know. When did it come out? I don't know. But it's there.
What the fuck is time? I couldn't tell you if I tried.
Who knows? But yeah, that part I think is definitely keeping me going as well. Because if I didn't have someone that I could talk to and be like, oh, would I still be there? I don't know. I can't even say. Like, I can't say that would it stop me playing something like this if I didn't have somebody complain / laugh about it with.
I mean, I do feel like, especially with those, especially through the pain, you also want to, like, share through the pain, I feel like. And it makes a lot of sense that that's also the thing that's keeping you with it, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me with Celeste, it was also the drive. Like, I am a spiteful bitch.
Really? I never knew that about you. Yeah, I don't know if you know. No.
Yeah, like, nobody knew about you that you're impatient. Same thing, like,
we're sharing news. This podcast is so full of revelations today.
So, and the Celeste situation for me was Number one, somebody told me I couldn't fucking. And I'm like, somebody fucking told me I can't fucking do something. I'm just gonna show them who's boss.
Mm-hmm. Mood. So, like 100% so, legit.
So this is. So. And then it was combined with a bet, basically. So if I finished the game, then people would donate. Like, Tom said he would donate to a cause of my choice. And Ben also said he would donate to a cause of choice. And Gemma and stuff. And so, and also, when I finished it, Ben would play Alien Isolation. And I just wanted to make him suffer so badly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, those were a lot of drivers for me, driving forces for me as well, where I was like, I'm just gonna do this. And however long it takes, I'm doing it. But still throughout all of this, and even though it was like really frustrating at times, I never had the feeling of actually being so annoyed that I want to end the game now. Mm-hmm. Like, or end the game to a degree where I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. I need to stop it. And I had that before with other games, right? Like, I stopped Hollow Knight because fuck that. Fuck that fucking game. Fuck all of that. Like, that was hard in a way that I didn't appreciate because I felt so... Wow, Tom. Because I felt so punished by the game. Because, number one, there were hardly any, like, saving points. No idea where the fuck they are. So then you lost your money with it. Like, you go through, you fight through it, right? And then whenever you kill enemies, you get, like, these nodes, which is, like, coins and stuff. And then when you die, you lose all your coins. And you have to make your way back to where you died. And then you have to kill something, like in the Souls games, right? So you have to kill something, like the shadow of yourself, to get your money back. Mm. And because they're like so randomly, there are not a lot of saving points is what I mean. So sometimes I had to go so far to get to where I died again. And there are so many enemies and obviously I died between those. And I was like, this is just so annoying. It was so frustrating. And I was like, I'm not going to play this anymore. Like, I don't I don't want to be punished in something that I'm doing because I enjoy myself, right? I want to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, and jinx it. And the likelihood of you dying in the worst possible place is high. Yes, exactly. Like, you're dying because there is, like, something going on. And then you have to make your way, already made your way there somehow. Then you have to make your way back to it again. It's just...
And not die in the process to get there to reclaim it before it goes away.
Exactly. And then you have to fight that other shit again. It's also fucking hard. So just everything about it is so hard. And I'm really bad, right? Like, I know that I'm really bad. But because it was such a struggle, and it felt so much like punishment to me, I couldn't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And Volusia, I finished both Ori's, but Ori is the same thing for me. Number one, it was incredibly pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, it is such an incredibly pretty game. And it also has this short-term death situations where you die and you start from the same spot all over again. Like, unless you were stupid and not safe, but you could, like, decide where you save. At the first one, you can have like this save points that get away from, like, that takes from energy, right? So you decide where you save. So if you make a stupid decision and forgot to save or spent all your energy and stuff, then obviously you haven't saved and then it's problematic. But you get used to it and you're like, oh no, it's something tricky, I save now and stuff. So, like, you get into the mode of knowing that you need to save now. And the second one saves automatically. So there isn't really an issue of taking long trips and then dying and stuff. And yes, it's something that you have to do. Like, you die a lot. Like, I died over 800 times in Ori, right? But at the same time, it's just the prettiness, the story is great, and it's short-lived. It's a short-lived death, right? And what I did as well with that one, because I wanted to finish it, I didn't stream it. Whenever I got to a point in the game that started to really frustrate me, I stopped playing. Mm. So I noticed, I was like, this is really starting to piss me off now. And when I force myself to continue and not make it, then I will just get more annoyed. So what I did is stop playing it. And then MTV had some coffee and then started like maybe 10 minutes later or continued with 10 minutes. That just made it easy for me to do it, which wouldn't have been possible Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to do that on stream. So I feel like that also helped me with playing the game. But because it's pretty, it also has this short-term death thing. It feels less of a punishment. It obviously also feels like a punishment. It doesn't feel like that kind of punishment that because when I watch people play for like 20 minutes on or half an hour on one boss and they're almost there and in the end they still die and have the same shit again. Just watching it makes me like, I don't ever watch this game. So I'm just so fascinated by all of you being like, I want the pain and the everything.
Yeah, I was playing against one boss in particular, and I started that boss on like this a Sunday or a Monday night or something, and I was still playing that boss like a week later. I would go and do different things, and I'd be like, nope, gonna go back and try her again. So I was like streaming it in Tom's Discord for a while, and he was my hype of Elden Ring got Tom playing Dark Souls 1. So he was getting a little bit hype about that as well. And we were, you know, both kind of streaming in and being like, yeah, this is awesome, blah, 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 blah. And we were both at this point in our respective games that we were like, I just can't get past this. So we both stopped and he like was like, I don't think I'm even going to play Dark Souls anymore. Like, fuck this. I can't even do this. Like, yeah, I definitely need to take a break. I'm going to get dinner. And then I've got D&D tonight and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm just getting ready for D&D, and I got a message from Tom saying, like, I beat it. This is your reminder that you can do the hard stuff. And I was like, aww. Okay, I can totally do the hard stuff. So after D&D, I went back, and I was like, I'm not going to bed until I beat this goddamn boss. And I beat her. It didn't nice. Take me too long, but there were a few moments where, like, I died at the same time as she died. And, like, it didn't count. And I was like, no.
No.
No, she died. But because my wolves killed her while I was already dead, it didn't count.
Oh, no.
Like, just a couple really sad moments. But I beat her. But, like, I think from that moment, it was a week before I even went back to the game. Because I was like, that was so frustrating. Like, I just need a break. Like, I didn't play anything else in the meantime. Not a thing. I just did not play games. But I think there's a lot to be said about taking a break. But then it's also, and I saw actually a game journalist tweeting about, that's our mini. I just found a needle that I lost one day while I was in here across it, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I just found it. I just saw, it didn't stab me. This is one of my favorite needles. I saw a journalist tweet today that she's like, you know, I think I'm maybe at the point where I want to stop playing Elden Ring, not because I'm not enjoying it anymore, not because I like think it's a bad game or I'm stuck or anything. Like, I've just been playing this game and only this game for so long that I kind of want to stop and play something else. And this is exactly kind of like how I feel about this, because I took a break like that week or so after playing that boss, and I feel like I got worse. Like, I feel like my skills got a lot worse, and like, maybe that's why it got harder, because I didn't keep up the skills and the like button pressing and all the things that you need to do. And like, my reaction time got even worse. And that is what she said. She's like, I'm afraid that if I stop because I'm not quite finished the game and then I go back to it, are my skills going to decline? And I'm like, 100% they will, because it happened to me. Like, absolutely that will happen. So don't do it. But also do it if you want to. Like, yeah, I cannot recommend stopping.
I mean, that's a reason for me a lot of the times where I just don't stop playing it, because I took too long of a break. And like, even after a week or something, you know, and you're in a spot where then also if you have like more consoles, then you have like different buttons for each console, right? And then that just screws up your head entirely, because where otherwise you have the confirm button is somewhere else entirely, and then it feels like you have to learn all of that all over again, and you get really frustrated because now you're at the point of the game where you already like should be way more advanced, and then all of a sudden you're like, this is way worse than I was before, and you feel like even more unfit to play it in general. So yeah, totally, I get that. And I always, and that's why I often stop playing games. Remember, either could remember controls anymore, or I couldn't like do other.
I have restarted The Witcher 3 times because I've had so many like gaps in playing, and I haven't been very far. But I was like, I've had so many like breaks, and yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just restart again. And now that I have a new computer, and I had actually made some headway in the game, I'm like, that again, because there's no cloud save on the game. And do I actually want to? Do I want to go through that entire, like, I think I was 5-6 hours into the game, which, like, let's be honest, I dicked around a lot, so I'm not that far in the game. Like, do I want to do it again? Do I want to do it again?
I feel that so hard with, I mean, I mostly feel that hard with, like, series, but it's the same sentiment of when I fell asleep during a series the first couple of minutes and I have to go back and watch it again from the beginning, just the sheer fact that I need to do it pisses me off. And yes, the season could be great, and it's that fell asleep is unrelated to how good the series is and stuff. But because I fell asleep for whatever fucking reason, unrelated to the episodes of Two Piece, it feels like a waste of time where I'm like, oh, don't want to do it anymore.
It's like when Tom and I were watching Good Omens at your house and we couldn't really hear it. And like, we've just never gone back to try to watch it.
Oh no. Like, oh no.
Despite you being like, but it's so good. And we're like, he probably is. Yeah.
I don't. Could you not hear it because it's so quiet? Well, because you watched it so quietly because the house is a mess?
No, you put it on for us and it was really quiet and we asked you to turn it up and you turned it up and we still couldn't hear it. And then we were just too British and polite to ask you to turn it up again. It's fine. And also Monty kept talking.
Wow. Wow. That's bullshit that. I think. Don't remember. But I just claim it's bullshit.
So other than Celeste and Hollow Knight and Ori, like, have you played a lot of games that make you rage?
I mean, in hindsight, every jump and run game makes me, like, every platform me rage now. And I wonder how I survived my childhood and how everything survived my, because I did play more like Mario 64 and stuff. And like trying it again now, I'm like, this is fucking, so I don't know how I got through these. And I feel those are just frustrating me because then I get impatient. And that's not helping in the slightest. Like, I start the game, I fall at certain spots off, and then I get like super cocky and super impatient instead of like going it slow. I'm like, fuck that, I can do this. And so, yeah. That's the reason why I'm like not like shockingly surprised that I didn't break anything in my childhood. Like, I didn't, like, no controllers broke, no nothing. And 7-year-old me is wondering how that happened. Do you? You said it before, you don't usually play real. Do you? Maybe. Do you?
I'm trying to think about this actually. And as a kid, like playing on the SNES and the Genesis or whatever, like, I don't really remember getting overly frustrated at a game. However, I do remember my mom regularly telling me that I'm getting too frustrated, need to pause or turn it off and walk away. But I can't, like, I don't remember being frustrated. I don't remember what games were making me angry. Mm-hmm. But I must have, because I remember my mom regularly being like, you need to calm down. So, like, there is that part of me. Like, I was never a controller thrower or a controller, like, try to snapper or anything. Like, I think I was just like, or something. I don't know. Also, but, like,
back in the days, it was really hard to snap a. Oh,
yeah. Well, like, the SNES controllers, I mean, in my little child hand. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, like, she did regularly, like, calm down, walk away, go back to it. It's very sensitive. So, that definitely happened. And then I think, like, now I pick and choose what games that I really enjoy, I find a lot of difference between games that are strategically challenging and mentally challenging. Like a game like Elden Ring, I find more strategically challenging, and like it feels, I actually have to take Elden Ring out of the equation because I like it for reasons that I actually cannot explain why I like it. But other games that have like come up against something really difficult that I'm like, I just can't beat this enemy. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I get more annoyed at that, whereas like a mentally challenging puzzle game, like even Nancy Drew, like I know that they are not the greatest games, but we all know how much I freaking love them, right? Mm. And, like, it doesn't seem to matter how much I get frustrated and challenged with those. Like, and I have gotten angry, especially when, for some reason, like, I've missed, like, one tiny little thing sometime, like, being awake at 2 a.m, for example. Like, and all of Twitch chat, especially Rick, thank you so much, is very patiently, like, trying to guide me with the guide and being like, I don't know. And, like, that is really frustrating. But, like, that solving the mental, like, puzzles and the mentally challenging things, like, it's a different sense of achievement. And I feel like I don't get the same high, like, boost or whatever from solving, mm-hmm. like, a mentally challenging puzzle as I do from beating a boss in Elden Ring. Like, that makes me feel like...
You don't?
I feel invincible when I beat something in Elden Ring. But solving a puzzle, I'm just like, oh, yeah. I'm like, is that because, like, I've grown up smart? Like, and I am fairly intelligent and, like... The physically stuff feels much more accomplishing. Like, the mental challenge, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's another one. Whereas, like, beating something that, like, I normally really suck at has, like, that bigger boost. I don't know. Does that even make sense?
I know what you mean, but even when I beat myself. And that's a thing I do regularly think I know fairly well. It's still where I'm... This is still giving me the best. Like, it's still the best. Like, for me, like,
I do feel smart. I'm like, hell yeah. Or, like, when I get a Wordle in 2, I'm like, hell yeah. But,
What is it like getting a Wordle in 2?
It's pretty great. But yeah, also, I'm also, if I get it in 2, I'm like, oh, well, not at all. That's kind of has the opposite impact. Getting it on, like, 5 or 6, I'm like, oh, thank
goodness. It's interesting, though, that you bring that... Interesting, though, that you bring that that physical aspect to the equation, because that's really, like, just fascinating to think about, actually. I don't think, I just have no connection whatsoever, so I don't think physical aspect, like, the physical strategic aspect that I feel like I've done such, I mean, my esports moment in Final Fantasy, where that's in sound, would also be, like, the battle situation, but it's also because I already always go into this, into anything that I can't do it anyway, like, that I'm already shitted it anyway, it's gonna take me a long time. So when that didn't in that moment, even though the fight wasn't hard at all, I just got super excited because I just kind of surpassed my own expectation of my bullshit, you know? I was like, and I know that I keep my own bar real times, so I just can step over easily. It's not a lot of effort to be like, whoop, look, I did way better than I thought I was gonna, but it's not really hard because the bar is already so fucking low that whatever the fuck is, like... Yeah. Ed said, I totally felt that with Tunic. I appreciate when a clever puzzle is difficult to get, but it also makes me feel stupid and frustrated. And Ed struggled.
Didn't get to say Ed, but I did see your messages in Discord and I was
I don't think I have an issue with feeling stupid, like, because I don't generally have any. It's just for me the I got it moment is always outweighing everything. So, and I don't think, like, the strategic part of, I feel I'm personally more excited about men, but it's interesting that you're not. But I wouldn't think I was, it wouldn't say it was quite bright. I don't know. So I don't know if that checks out.
I think thinking about it for me, like, solving something that's a bit more mentally challenging, even if it is, like, hard and I get frustrated or whatever, like, when I finally solve it, I'm kind of like, of course I did. Like, because there's never really any question that I will eventually get there. So I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize it, and talking about it out loud obviously is my way of processing things. So I probably don't even make a lot of sense. So, like, I don't know. Trying to figure that out is weird and something I might have to explore in more depth. I don't know that we have time for this podcast. And Ed says bosses are an adrenaline rush. Puzzles are slower and methodical. Yeah, there's definitely that element as well.
But I feel I do get an adrenaline rush from solving things. I mean, Tom has seen me. I don't know if he would agree. Tom has seen me, like, seen my face when I figure something out. And I feel, like, I don't know, maybe I just don't know what an adrenaline, how is it so difficult? Adrenaline rushes. But it's interesting.
There's only one boss fight. It wasn't even a boss fight. Maybe it was. That I had to actually, like, obviously before Elden Ring, that I was just so frustrated with that I was like, I'm just not going to do this. Like, I can't do it. And I asked Tom to do it. And Tom, like, beat it in 30 seconds or something. And I was like, But also, like, thank you. But I distinctly remember, like, asking, like, I can't do this. I just can't do this. Will you please do it? And he, like, yeah, okay. Boop, 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 here you go. And I was like, 7 up. It's fine. Whatever, whatever. Thanks. But like, to me, it doesn't detract from the enjoyment of a game to ask for help or to like look up solution or play on a lower difficulty. That game was Skyrim, Tom. I can since beat that boss quite easily, but at the time it was like a 3-on-1 kind of down in a delve, and it was entirely sexy, wink. Except it wasn't. It could have been sexy, but really it just killed. But yeah. Yeah, Debs, when you see people fight a boss that you struggle with for ages, that is basically like me watching any Elden Ring. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm still playing that boss like 12 hours or, and you've just downed it. You've just approached them and like, what, 4 times? You did that in 4 times? Or like even seeing people be like, oh yeah, I killed this boss in 2 times. And I was like, how did you cheat? Like, I don't understand. Like, how did you? And like, that's when I feel stupid. Like, that's when I feel like I'm not good at a game is when I see somebody, it's comparisonitis, when I see somebody be like, oh yeah, it took me like 3 times to down Margit, and I'm like, yeah, it took me like 6 hours, fuck you. It's fine. But then I come back and I remind myself, like, I'm enjoying myself, I'm enjoying the game, so I don't care. But I don't care.
Maybe it's because I don't really, compete, I don't care. Sometimes, even in Mario Kart, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I enjoy it when I can say I'm better than someone else when I know they're invested. But in essence, I don't give a shit. Let me be 12th all the time. It's fine. I'm not here for the competition I'm here to have a good time. And I don't know. I'm just not really competitive in my life.
I am competitive. But I don't know if you've ever noticed how competitive
revelations.
This podcast today is full of brand new information.
There are some people here that you can have like a self-help group with, looks at Ed.
competition. I'm a little, just a little bit competitive. And that's probably what keeps me going in most instance. I'm like, you can do it. And then I get like, oh, they did it 2 times, it took me 6 times.
It's interesting though, because now I wonder how close spite and competition are to it. Because now I'm like, well, okay, I can be spiteful, and if you tell me I can't do it, I want to prove you wrong to a degree. I don't think I would do everything. Like, if somebody would tell me you can't do Elden Ring, I'm like, yeah, I can't, fuck it. Like, I have no investment at all, but also because I'm not invested in the slightest. But if it's mostly with things, I don't know. It depends on the moment and how it comes about. But it's equally like, I wouldn't start and compare myself in things like that with other people. Obviously, everybody comes in some other area or in one area in the life or in multiple areas in the life. But with games, I don't care. I'm glad when like friends are doing a great job at things and stuff. I refuse to be beaten by this game. It's a driver for me way too often.
Yes, 100% agree with you, Ed. I think we're very alike. Same. And I think
Ed for also me, there's has an a obsession difference. With numbers.
Well, there's a difference between like competition, comparison, and spite. And I often like only in certain instances with games do I do a lot of comparison. I don't do a lot of comparison otherwise. Like it's weird, but competition. Oh yeah, I'm like, I need to like BeatStar, which is the current mobile addiction going around a little community. Yes. I'm like addicted to that game because of the competition element. I have messaged other friends outside of you guys, and I'm like, I need more people to beat scores. Can you start playing?
I was too subtle, I think. I tried to get better. But I was just,
everybody
like, I
needs
said
to
it
download
like twice.
BeatStar. Please, like, download BeatStar. Play with us.
I just said to them, do you know BeatStar? And they were like, no. And I was like, I think you would like it. That was my way of telling them to play BeatStar.
Wow. Okay. Ed, Ben, what? Whoever else is in here, like.
See, Ed doesn't even clock that I said it. It's a mobile game, Ed. I will inform you after.
It's like DDR. DDR for your thumbs.
I know, and I'm really shit, like, convening.
I am, like, literally addicted to it.
I mean, you have a really fucking hard competition, though, because Sunny is, like, holy shit.
It makes me feel so good when I beat, and then it makes me feel so shit when it turns around and beat my score like that. Happened today. I was like, damn it, Sunny, I worked so hard for that. Now you're... totally happened. But yeah, like, there's songs. Obviously, it's songs, and it's basically like DDR or Beat Saber, you know, where you have to like tap on the beat and stuff. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm explaining it very badly. But if you know what DDR is, if you know what Beat Saber is that for your thumbs? And you're playing
the only music. real issue with that game is it has so many fucking microtransactions. Don't even understand. That's just really infuriating. So you have to be patient with that part of the thing and have like run a couple of ads in the wrong fucking time and stuff.
Or as Flinksy says, it's like Guitar Hero Rock Band. It totally is. And there are varying degrees, and like even the most extreme songs, which are so freaking hard, I am like, this is awesome. This is so fun. And I'm like, blah. And I actually, my Fitbit gave me an alert that I reached my active minutes while playing one of the extreme songs the other day. No. I was like, this is better than exercise.
Nice. I haven't reached the expert ones. I'm already struggling with the hard ones. They are so hard.
Yeah.
Sunny says she's playing for months, and we all just started, and we're already really hard competition. She's so concentrated when she plays now. Hyperfolk plays now. Hyperfolk.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's a lot of fun. And that, like, when it's hard and you're playing with friends and you have community and you have jokes and, like, there's competition, like, okay, this is actually what I love. Like, give me more games like this. I think that's why I like Elden Ring. That's it. Figured it out.
It's a community. Friends, it's community. A community, yes. Oh, wow. Competition. It's always the community thing is always a driving factor. Like, a lot of games. Mm-hmm. Like, Final Fantasy is wouldn't have ever alone. Mm. And
yeah, you would have.
I stopped playing it after you, all of you stopped playing. And then I just got back into it a bit again because I had people who played with, and then I played it on stream, and then always people always be there. So I feel like I always had that. I struggled really getting into the game now and having two for a dungeon. I will continue because I want to have the story, but I don't want to queue with randos that I don't know because I haven't played for ages again. Like, I played with randos until like level 60 or something. I was so far ahead of you as a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, I wouldn't play without the community. I'm like, that's bullshit.
No, but you were you all left playing us all at in the same
dust.
You were. But I always played with you in the dungeons. I never went ahead and said, like, fight for yourself, suckers. I'm off, bitches. That's not what I did. I was just far ahead and played already. And whenever you got to a dungeon, I played with you. So it's never... Don't... Also, you were always four people with other ones. So I wasn't like... Exactly. I would play with you if you asked. But you were four. You were all in the same level. And I just, like, sprinted ahead. But I was always ready to be like, sure... Let me come back. Let me play if you need someone.
Let me come back and hold your hand in a babies.
As if I could hold anyone's fucking hand in that game. Even after, like, I don't know how many fucking hours, I'm still a, like, stupid bitch in that game. Yeah. So I'm like, whatever. But yeah, it's always a community thing.
Oh, we're not reading.
It says community definitely helps with gaming. Look at Wordle. It wouldn't be the same without the social sharing.
Obviously. Yeah, Wordle leads to Loodle and leads to corrupting your Christian mom, guys. Come on.
I'm and not then, Loodle.
And then they come in there with, like, getting the Loodle on. So proud.
Wow. That's not my experience. But Hurdle is also great. I love Hurdle. I feel like I'm really bad at Hurdle. Oh, you are really bad at Hurdle? Why are you really bad at Hurdle?
Because I don't know, like, 90% of the songs. I'm like, I've never heard this song before. Ever.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just putting, like, wild guesses in, and I'm like, literally never heard this song before. The other day, I was just, like, typing in letters and picking a random song on the list because I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Wow. I mean, to be fair, in the last couple of days were a bunch when you... didn't actually know the song or, like, actively listen to a song, like, on Spotify or something. And a lot of those, I feel like, are songs you've heard on the radio. And you don't necessarily hear the songs from the very beginning on the radio, right? So you feel like this very important first, the very important first second, for some of them I've never heard. So mm-hmm. only then I'm like after 3 or 4 seconds or something, like, oh, that's this song. I had no idea this song starts like this. And there were a bunch of those in the last couple of.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just like, I don't know. There was one that came up and I was like, I've never heard this song before. And I went to guess like who it was. And I was like, not that. So I like guessed something else. And then the next one, I was like, you know, I'm just going to go back to my first guess, even though I've never heard this song before. And it was right. And I was like, I don't know how I knew that. It's a very weird moment for me. I should have just guessed in the first second.
There are not a lot of new ones in Hurdle, though, because then it's stuck in. They're not. I feel like they had. It was Ace of Base the other time.
What?
So I feel like they're.
Missed Ace of Base?
Damn. You missed Ace of Base, see? It was like Wheaties. My first one was Teenage Dirtbag. I was like, living.
Wow.
And there are a bunch of other things. It's not really some that are. Where I would say those are all such new songs that I would never know. Feel like I can always, whenever I can sing it and I know the lyrics to it, I just look the lyrics up and I feel like that's still valid because it's.
Fair enough. Yeah, do you have anything else to say? Okay, I think the question is, actually, before we conclude here, the question is, when a game makes you rage cry, Money, is it still fun?
Depends on the game, could be. Can't answer with yes or no. The world is gray. Give me nuance. Yeah. Some yes, some no, and some maybe. Wow, that was such a weird question. What about you? Does it make you rage cry?
Like you, it depends on the game, depends on the circumstances, depends on what's going on. Ask me if Elden Ring, aka the hardest game I've ever played in my life, is it still fun? Apparently, because it's the only game I want to play. I'm still having a good time. So yeah, I'm very much in the sometimes, depends. That's maybe more Imani's statement there. Is it fun? No. Will I carry on out of spite? Absolutely.
Yeah, that did we talk about the fucking Lion King song?
Well, Tom, I don't know. Was the Lion King fun for you, even though it literally threw your controller? Was it still fun? Did you still have a good time?
I mean, the fact that Tom actually throws a controller and leaves the room is like, really? Like, I don't think, okay, like, it, no.
Yeah. You didn't know it. What was the game that you threw it?
I placed it down.
It down.
I will put this down with a lot of emphasis just to make you all aware how furious I am right now. Bonk.
So I'd love to know, like, listeners, everyone in Twitch chat, like, let us know in comments, let us know in Discord. You can join at geekcaring.com/Discord. How you feel about games that make you rage? Like, do you still have fun? Why do you keep going back? Do you keep going back or do you say, like, fuck this shit right now? Let us know because I'm curious about this whole phenomenon of playing the games that make you rage cry. And, like, also, weigh in here on the physically challenging versus mentally challenging because I'm trying to figure this out for myself and it's not working. So I need opinion.
Perfect. Thank you for listening and see you again in the next 2 weeks
for another amazing episode of Geek Herring.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.